The rest of the story. In the medieval Dutch town of Leiden, in the early 17th century, the immigrants were getting restless. There was a significant immigrant population, you say? Back there, back then? Oh, yes, you bet there was. You see, the people of Leiden had a motto in those days. It was a slogan not unlike our own. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, and so on. Their saying was, quote, Leiden refuses no honest people free entry, period. Wasn't quite as catchy as the generous entreaty inscribed on the pedestal of Our Lady Liberty, but it was effective. So effective that within months of its first utterance, 30% of the town of Leiden was foreign-born and foreign-speaking. But eventually, as I say, these immigrants grew restless, and the issue, hear this now, the issue was tolerance. For the immigrants had come to Leiden in the first place, fleeing intolerance elsewhere. But after only a little more than a decade in warm, welcoming, tolerant Leiden, the tolerated immigrants lost their own tolerance for their new home. Our children are becoming too assimilated, too Dutch, the ungrateful immigrants began complaining, or we aren't getting important enough jobs. And, predictably, when the Dutch natives of Leiden began hearing that sort of thing, they began rethinking their original policy of open doors and open arms. No, the Dutch refused to deport their malcontents, but their individual unofficial attitudes became less hospitable. And you can see where this is going, can't you? Many of the immigrants, who only half a generation before had flocked to Leiden so gladly, so gratefully, packed up and moved out to the new world. For you see, after the so-called pilgrims, wore out their welcome in Leiden, Holland, in 1620, a handful of them got into a shaky little boat called the Mayflower, and they headed across the sea to Plymouth Rock. But there was a stowaway aboard the Mayflower, and that unseen passenger was the culture of Leiden itself. For despite their relentless struggle for originality, the pilgrims brought with them to their new home in North America a collage of customs which Americans recognize and revere to this day. The civil registration of marriages, for example, which initiated the then unique concept of separation of church and state. Almost two centuries later, John Quincy Adams would cite the Mayflower Compact as the foundation for the United States Constitution. But did he know that the United Colonies, which the Pilgrims established in New England in 1643, the consolidation of semi-independent jurisdictions into one nation, was based on a form of federal government that they'd first observed in the Netherlands, the United Provinces? Oh, one thing more. Back in Leiden, there was a particular celebration, a day commemorating the end of the Spanish siege against that city in 1574, sort of our 4th of July. But the focus of those Dutch festivities, instead of fireworks, was gratitude. They called it Thanksgiving Day. Yes, I do mean to say that when you're giving thanks tomorrow, save some. Save some thanks for the people of 17th century Leiden, whose own immigrants emigrated to our distant rocky shore, and eventually, arduously, freedom was born. Now you know the rest of the story.